Where Angels Fear to Tread by E.M. Forster. Read by Edward Petherbridge. Chapter 1. They were all at Charing Cross to see Lilia off. Philip, Harriet, Irma, Mrs. Heddleton herself, even Mrs. Theobald, squired by Mr. Kingcroft, had braved the journey from Yorkshire to bid her only daughter goodbye. Miss Abbott was likewise attended by numerous relatives, and the sight of so many people talking at once and saying such different things caused Lilia to break into ungovernable peals of laughter.
"Quite an ovation!"
she cried, sprawling out of her first-class carriage.
"They'll take us for royalty. Oh, Mr. Kingcroft, get us foot-warmers."
The good-natured young man hurried away, and Philip, taking his place, flooded her with a final stream of advice and injunctions: where to stop, how to learn Italian, when to use mosquito nets, what pictures to look at. "Remember," he concluded, "that it is only by going off the track that you get to know the country. See the little towns. Gubbio, Pienza, Cortona, San Gimignano, Monteriano. And don't, let me beg you, go with that awful tourist idea that Italy is only a museum of antiquities and art. Love and understand the Italians, for the people are more marvellous than the land."
"How I wish you were coming, Philip," she said,
flattered at the unwonted notice her brother-in-law was giving her. "I wish I were." He could have managed it without great difficulty, for his career at the bar was not so intense as to prevent occasional holidays. But his family disliked his continual visits to the continent, and he himself often found pleasure in the idea that he was too busy to leave town.
"Goodbye, dear everyone. What a whirl!"
She caught sight of her little daughter, Irma, and felt that a touch of maternal solemnity was required.
"Goodbye, darling. Mind you're always good, and do what Granny tells you."
She referred not to her...